This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
12:39, and we roll along here on the Pomp and Joe Show. Austin Bechtel behind the glass. 412-928-9370. We've been talking about the Steelers and what they may do here, and still not much happening as we get closer and closer to that opening of free agency and legal tampering and everything that comes with this. But there are going to be a rash of immediate contracts that you hear at 4:05 on Wednesday, whatever day it is that they're supposed to make this stuff announced when it becomes legal. So illegal tampering or legal tampering will precede that. So you're going to get a lot of deals done, and we'll see what that means. There are so many wide receivers, but it seems like, Joe, most of these wide receivers out there are all older, with tread on the tires, that are kind of, you know.
That's your humble opinion, Bob, not mine.
Well, the ones as free agents.
I know.
I mean, they're all, you know.
I'm late.
DeAndre
Hopkins.
I was walking
down the hallway. I got stopped by the boss. I'm sorry.
That's okay. When that happens, I got your back.
What were you talking about?
And your
about?
Wallet.
Receivers, clearly.
Well, just anything.
Yeah, I don't want the Steelers to keep picking up these guys at the tail end of their careers. For the most part, there's exceptions. I think Davante Adams is an exception. Do you?
Yeah, I do, but you're going to have to pay him exactly, and that's fine. They have money to spend now with $64 million under the cap after they restructured Holcomb today, so they're going to spend it, and I think they will spend a lot of money in this offseason.
Hello, hello, oh, Limits Questions Blow. Do you have that song, Limits, that we could play? Limits in there, Bob.
I think you scare him sometimes.
What is he doing? I already sang this song last week.
I've heard it so many times.
I don't want to hear it again.
In my brain.
I don't want to hear it
again. You called for it. Here it is.
Hello, hello.
Do you like this, Bob?
We have a new quiz show. It's time for you and Donnie and Joe to play quiz show.
It's better, Bob.
Not bad.
Hello. Oh, Limits Questions Blow. We're glad you're here, so grab your beer. It's time for Quiz Show.
Well done.
Thank you. They wouldn't let us play the theme song anymore to our quiz show, so I said, screw it, I'll do my own song. Did you like it,
Bob?
Yeah,
I thought you went really deep on that one.
Our sound guy, Steve Wilson, says it drags on a little bit.
Well, everyone has no attention
span. He always has to add a little shot at the end, doesn't he? Let's hear some other songs. I'm not in the mood to talk about receivers. There you go. How about Bob's version? And if you have more of Bob singing maybe Elvis stuff, I'd like to hear that.
Do you have the one called Microwave? That was way back when. You probably don't have it in the system.
Yeah, if you have that somewhere with
I don't even know how that started.
Yeah, I don't think I have that. I have this.
I've done everything for Mosey. He's done nothing for me.
Compared to this.
I've done everything for Mousy. He's done nothing for me.
But I don't think there's anything better than this.
I've done everything for Mousy. And nothing for me.
But nothing could ever top this.
No, we don't want this.
Even I don't want this. Oh, if you could get to Bob solo one more time. I never turn that.
March 6th, everyone.
He never practiced this.
No, this was a cold taker.
Bob, you are really good at this. I'm serious. The fact that you took this script on the spur of the moment on your way out the door and sang this solo better than Burl Ives. Here we go. Here's Bob's solo.
There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, Mousy danced around.
Incredible. Still, after all these months, Bob, I marvel at that. Truly.
I can't believe how quickly you came up with all these renditions here.
If you can find in Horse's folder, just Pomp singing, maybe, what was the name of the song again?
I don't know. It was like a microwave.
Microwave in Memphis. What, that's what it was.
I don't microwave even know how that Memphis. Started.
Bob, do you ever get sick of talking about Steelers receivers?
I think it's fun to talk about them. You know, I don't know how many are going to actually end up here. They're going to have to do something.
Clearly. Do you think they're going to spend big on one of them?
Yes. I still think it's going to be Christian Kirk who they get in here and go with George Pickens and then just draft somebody and hope Roman Wilson and Calvin Austin, you know, finish out the roster. If they do get somebody in the draft who can be, you know, plug and play, get in here and work.
Right.
And deliver something, I think that would be great complimenting both George Pickens and whoever it may be, and I think it's going to be Christian Kirk.
The Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And we're coming up on the 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Did you ever hear Ron sing, Bob?
I never thought he wanted to sing. Did he sing?
Yeah, we got him a couple times.
Oh,
I don't
know
if there's anything in there with Ron singing, but if there is, we'd certainly want. What's been the biggest development of spring training, Bob? In your humble opinion? There really hasn't been one, except, I guess, DJ Stewart at first. Is that it?
I don't know enough
limits?
About they had. Did they have him on, or was it Hall, the other guy? He was a very impressive interview also, I thought. So they have some guys in there. As far as what's happening, I think, Joey Bart has hit the cover off the ball when he's had a chance. And if this continues while they're still waiting for Henry Davis to turn into what they thought he could be. This is a guy who was in the same kind of situation as Henry Davis. Got out of there, changed it around, and now all of a sudden he's playing with a lot of confidence. And he came on last year and did a good thing behind the plate with his offense, and so far it looks like this is going to continue. So that would be the biggest development for me.
Is Joey Bart, I think he will play most of the time.
I still want to see Henry Davis up here playing sometime.
So do I.
Somewhere.
And Henry Davis is having a decent spring, is he not? Right here
yes.
It says he has a 978 OPS with a homer, a couple doubles. I just don't see where there's a lot more for him to do at AAA, do you?
No, and he goes down there and plays well. So just, I think they got to just believe. Hopefully he has this offseason to improve not only his, the physical parts of his game, but also the mental parts of it, and understand that you're going to have your ups and downs. There are going to be a lot of downs. You got to work your way through those downs.
Did you hear Tommy Pham talking a little smack to Yankees fans? Did you hear that yesterday, Bob?
No.
Somebody was heckling him, and he said, well, I can't say what he said. He referred to something little about the man. Did you see that one, Limits?
Oh, yes, I did. Some people were calling him the new age AJ Burnett, typing back at people, just, you know, poking the bear a little bit.
I like that a lot, Bob. I do. Especially when it's a Yankees fan, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a Tommy Pham, though. I wonder what this experiment is going to be like this year.
Unfortunately, the Pirates have finally won something, but it's not the kind of thing you want to win. In the Athletic, they were ranked the worst franchise in baseball the last 25 years. Stephen Nesbitt, who I think still lives in Pittsburgh, wrote for the Post-Gazette. He ranked all 30 MLB franchises over the course of the past 25 years. And, well, Bob, at least the Pirates have won something, haven't they?
Yes.
Do you agree with that assessment?
Yes, I do.
I mean, who's worse? As he says, they've made the playoffs just three times since 92 and advanced to a division series only once. It remains a tough time to be a Bucco fan. We don't need to belabor that point. He also says with Paul Skeens, Jones, Keller, and prospect Bubba Chandler, the rotation could keep them competitive, but a playoff run requires a series of breakouts and bounce backs in a lineup that underwhelms. I think we all agree on that.
Yeah, and that was the thing they needed to try to change, and they really didn't, unless you think the internal answers are good enough to change all of that. And when you're getting well-pitched games, I will say this. You don't need to come up with 11 runs a night. You need clutch hitting at clutch time. So if those pitchers are able to do it. But, again, my gut will tell me that they'll have well-pitched games – They'll have a staff ERA that's among the leaders, and they're averaging, you know, offensively with runners in scoring position will kill them in those situations. Hopefully not, but that's how it looks.
So, what was I going to say here? Oh, about Horwitz. He was on yesterday with the guys, and it didn't sound yet, Bob, like there's a real time frame for him. I mean, the original time frame stands, is what I should say, but he didn't really shed any new light on that. So I think they're going to definitely open with a different first baseman.
They are, and he has to go through his spring training process once he gets fully healthy. And for most guys, that takes a couple of weeks minimum, so he's probably not going to be up here throughout April, maybe till the end of April, if everything goes well, I guess. But, you know, if it's not him to start, then who will it be?
Sounds like Stewart to me.
Stewart,
I wouldn't
or
mind
Hall.
Gorski. You know what I'd love to see?
Gorski's been hitting but he does that every spring. So
I know.
It doesn't translate, or they don't give him the opportunity, but he's out of minor league options. I think he either has to be on this roster or not. So
you know what I would love to see? And this is what we never see, and yet we do in other organizations, is Connor Griffin just rocket through their system. Like finally
quickly,
have an offensive, a guy...
Sort of like
hitter.
Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
Know, the one hitting, month and you're up and let's go.
Yeah. I mean, that seems, he's so young that seems unrealistic, but just do what Chris Bryant did in the Cubs organization or what McCutcheon did here. Just fly from one level to the next where everyone's talking about you and just get here in like a year and a half, like be a phenom. That's what they need, is an offensive phenom. And after all these picks, don't you think it's about time we had one?
Yes. That's the one thing they haven't done well. They haven't brought in enough bats in this system. And pitching, I get it. You can have as many. But even if you're not going to draft hitters, then use your strength in numbers, which is starting pitching, to trade to acquire some from someone else. And they seem to be apprehensive to do that.
All right, Limits. Coming up next. Jeff Hathorn, what's your take on Connor Griffin?
I like him a lot. I mean, I do wish that they were picking college bats that could be here in the same time as Skeens. I mean,
that's the problem.
Could he get here by age 20? Could he get here in a year and a half if he goes crazy?
If he goes crazy, possibly. I mean, do they want to have him on like a Juan Soto type of path?
It seems to
me
that other organizations have guys who just go through the system in 10 minutes and... Who was it who signed? Was it Tampa who signed that kid? Where's Jackson Chorio? Is that Tampa or Milwaukee?
No,
that's Milwaukee. And
he's
an immediate
stud.
They
signed him before he ever played a game.
$8 million a year.
Now, he was an international free agent. I get it, but you get the picture. He was like 20.
Yeah, they didn't make him go through anything. They located the talent, they saw the talent, and they promoted the talent.
Just
I'd love
one
to see
time.
Them. Yeah, they need something like that.
Because that one transformative hitter just completely changes your lineup. They just don't have that guy. What about Cruz? Can he be that guy this year?
He hit one yesterday, 429, straight over the batter's eye out there in center field. So I hope. I mean, he needs to be a 30 to 35 home run guy, I think. Playing in center field,
I agree.
I don't have a problem with his defense out there. I think if he has mistakes, you know, he'll still have enough good plays. He can cover a lot of ground, so that's fine with me.
Mr. P?
He can be that guy, but I mean, he's going to need some help because teams are going to ultimately pitch around Reynolds and Cruz even a little bit, and Cruz has been a little bit too aggressive chasing balls out of the zone that he has to get better at. Other than that, though, when you get to that back end portion of the lineup, they're not going to be producing much runs at all from there. That's the real concern.
Yeah, I think there's concerns all throughout the lineup, to be honest. You know, Key Brian Hayes is going to be out there. He better deliver some hits.
Oh, man, do they need
They can't just keep saying, well, he's a gold glove defender. Fine.
Wasn't that last year.
No.
I think the injury affected his defense, too.
But my point is, you got to bring the bat. If you're going to play that position, you have to bring the bat.
Of course. And then Connor Falefa, I don't even know if he's an everyday type player, honestly. At least at shortstop. Nick Gonzalez has a lot to prove. First base is an open-ended question. Tommy Pham, Adam Frazier. It's hard to make an optimistic case for their offense.
Yeah, it is. And there's nobody really down on the farm that's going to be pushing any of these guys out of a job either.
Which is amazing when you consider where they've drafted and for how long. That's the amazing part. When are we going to see Termar Johnson, do you think?
either September this year or June of next year, which is, again, number four overall pick, somebody who was the quote-unquote best prep bat in the class when they drafted him, and he hasn't hit over 250 once.
Yeah, that's slightly concerning. He's still really young, though. How old? Didn't he just turn 20?
Yeah, 20, 21, right around that range. He was drafted out of high school.
He'll be 21 in June. So I'm okay with that. He seems to be progressing, but not, again, yet again, a guy who isn't just shredding at each level and has everybody in baseball talking. You know what I mean?
Right.
He doesn't.
They need somebody to do that. And Connor Griffin could be the next guy. Tamar Johnson, you know, he's still young, and I still have not lost any hope in the fact that he'll be up here at some point. But, you know, there's nothing to stop an 18-year-old, 19-year-old from making that, too. There have been a lot of examples of that in baseball. So if you're that good, bring it. But he still has holes in his game. So maybe Connor Griffin's the guy who's going to be that meteoric riser.
Bob, it would be humanly impossible for me to agree any more with you on that.
With every syllable and half syllable.
Look at that course. Where are they playing, Bob?
That's Puerto Rico.
My God. Look at the palm trees in the background, and look at the lush carpeting, and look at that shot by that guy. I hate him. Why are they so good? How do they get to be that good? Because
they spend hours upon hours upon hours doing
this.
So
do I, and I get worse.
But you don't have instructors. You need to have a nutritionist, someone to put those things in your hair, an entire group of people who are just looking after your well-being. That's it. You'll turn into this fully headed 290-yard driver who can get up and down around the green with all the instruction that you'll get.
You know what I have discovered? That less is more. Whether it's talking, writing, or golf.
Or singing.
Or yeah, definitely less is more. It's less pressure when you're holding the club. It's a lighter swing. It's very counterintuitive. You get better by playing more of a finesse game than a power game.
You have to will yourself into a proper frame of mind. That's where it all starts. If you go in there thinking, I can't hit this club, you won't. If you think, I'm going to hit this club, and you look and you find a target, you're not looking at sand, water, anything else. You're looking at the target.
Yeah.
You got to get that in your head, and it's got to be almost just a routine that takes place automatically.
I'm going to try. Yeah, someone just texted me, where is Lonnie White Jr.? Didn't they draft a bunch of guys a couple of years ago that were supposed to be really good? Where are all these guys?
He was out of high school. He bypassed a scholarship as a four-star recruit to play wide receiver at Penn State. He has dropped out of the Pirates' top 30 prospects list, was a top 20 guy last year.
And this is why these names have come out, and everybody just goes crazy when you first hear them.
This is a disaster, Bob.
That's why it's hard to assess any of this. You just have to wait and see. Then you'll get a 12th-round pick you've never heard of who moves right up the system.
That's what's crazy about it, because that was the Henry Davis draft. They drafted Davis number one overall, saved some money to sign Lonnie White and Bubba Chandler. Chandler looks like he could be one of the next best great things, and Lonnie White's still right around A-ball, double-A, hitting 200.
What are they doing, Bob? They took Cole Tucker 24th. He's still, what is he?
Well,
27?
Is he got married? He has a pretty good situation.
They took Kevin Newman the year after. These are guys that should be here playing.
Will Craig,
Travis Swaggerty, Nick Gonzalez, we'll see about him. Henry Davis, Tamar Johnson. What the hell are they doing, Bob?
Missing on draft picks. And if you do that, no matter what you do, you're never going to be successful. That's where it all starts with every team. You can be the Yankees and still have a great, farm system, and they do most of the time, which is why they're able to make trades late in the season.
Tell you what, you look back at good old David Littlefield. He picked Walker and McCutcheon back-to-back.
Yes, he did.
They turned out pretty good, didn't they? Maybe bring him back, Bob.
Well, do you think, Ben Charrington's under a lot of pressure.
Of course, he also took Brian Bullington number one.
Yeah, that's some.
And then told the world his ceiling was.
Who was the other
three.
Guy? Daniel Moskos.
They took a relief pitcher, number four overall.
Yeah. And then you had Sanchez, too. The catcher, wasn't he Tony Sanchez?
He was four overall, too.
Yeah, man.
Mark Appel never even showed up here. This is a disaster, Bob.
See,
what have they done?
They're into metrics so much so that they're forgetting that you just forget the metrics for a little bit. Put more money in actual roster building.
And that's nothing compared to the 90s. They had top 15 picks, and they used them on J.J. Davis, Clint Johnson, and Bobby Bradley.
I remember when J.J.
Chad
Davis,
Hermanson was
people were talking about Willie Stargell comparisons.
Oh my
for
God.
J.J. Davis.
Chad Hermanson was 10th.
Yeah, and he flamed up.
Who was Mark Ferris?
Pitcher.
He went up and down, Bob. They called it the Ferris wheel. He never made it above double A.
No.
Who's Charles Peterson?
Another
and Kurt
guy.
Kurt Miller and Willie Green. What have they done?
You're torturing yourself now, Joe.
Mm.
That's why you got to go out and sign people when you don't have the answers in your system. It's that.